Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a Dominican nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, God Sees Our Hearts.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the communion offerings of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your song. I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Why do you talk about the covenant? Why is it on your lips? For you hate discipline. And you cast my words behind you. The word of the Lord. Today's reading is a theme found frequently in the prophets, telling the people that it isn't any good to say you love God if you do not serve and love your neighbor. And it's a constant theme throughout the New Testament. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you. That's a very simple rule of life. The text goes on to say, hate evil and love good and establish justice. God does not want our worship without practical deeds of love and justice to our neighbor. Our profession of faith is empty without a viable presence in love and true respect for each of our sisters and brothers. God does not have favorites, is not impressed by status, and neither should we be. I was given a beautiful example of this in the waiting room of an internationally known eye specialist. His waiting room is always full. And on that particular day, one of his patients was a street person. I never saw anyone treated with such respect as that doctor treated that man. He made sure that he had a place to stay. He made sure that this person would know that he was doing all he could to get him the help he needed. And after he saw them, even the staff was so kind and respectful to this man. He was sitting down in the receptionist came over to him and said that he could go now, but if he wanted to stay there a little longer, that would be fine. She just wanted him to know that the doctor had taken care of everything. This is the kind of people we should be. That doctor treated that man like a millionaire, like a king, and loved him with gentleness and respect. This is what God asks of us. This is how God wants us to treat everyone who comes into our life, no matter what his or her social standing is or her condition. I'm also reminded of a story that a friend once told me of a woman whose husband was abusive, and it was in South America, and she finally left him. And one day, on her way back from work, she saw this drunk in the gutter. And when she looked at him, she saw it was her ex-husband. She picked him up, brought him home, and took care of him until he died. Even her children could not understand how she could do this. This is what love means. This is what forgiveness is. This is what seeking justice means. Justice related to love, which is a reflection of God's love for us, that we, in our turn, are meant to reflect to one another. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We can't fool God. God sees our heart. We cannot give him empty promises. Our challenge is to offer space to every person who comes into our life each day. We can have no favorites, then God will hear our song of praise. Let us remember this on this day, July 4th, where we give thanks to God for so many gifts and for freedom, and ask that he may continue to help us to seek good and not to do evil. Mm-hmm.